Good morning and welcome to this morning's edition of the Talk of the Town. I'm Shehan Radathunga and joining me is Dr. BJC Pereira. He's the founder president of the Sri Lanka College of Pediatricians and also he's a past president of the Sri Lanka Medical Association. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Shehan. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Thank you, Doctor. Doctor, we have been discussing COVID-19 at length on Talk of the Town. One aspect we have not discussed it very much on this program is the effect that COVID-19 is having on children. Now, we are getting more and more reports of an increasing number of cases amongst children and even deaths. Dr. Pereira, what is it that has caused it appears to be like a change? Children were considered to be more immune or less likely to contract the virus in the past, but is it the Delta variant that has caused a spike in cases?
Yes, that's a very good question. The situation is causing a great deal of concern for everybody who's dealing with children and especially their healthcare. As you quite rightly said, that initially, at least over the last, in the first 6 months of the current pandemic, we were not too worried about children. There were the odd ones who had some fairly significant disease. But as you quite rightly pointed out, that the entire profile seems to have changed. There are more admissions. But what must be remembered, I think, is that even over the last year or so, it has been noticed that children are as susceptible as anybody else to contract the virus. But the situation was that a very large proportion of them were completely symptom-free and only a very small minority developed complications. Now the situation has changed. Probably, I can't say for sure because we haven't got real good, well-performed laboratory data on the type of virus that is there in these children because I think it needs a lot more work with sequencing and things like that. But our suspicion is that it is probably due to the Delta strain. What has happened is that the numbers of children who are positive, who are symptomatic, although many of them are very mildly symptomatic or just about moderate, that they have been coming to the hospitals and they have been admitted. And very special groups of these children are admitted without any questions being asked. For instance, babies under 2 years of age, and also those children who have other, what we call in medical parlance, is the comorbid diseases, just like in adults, you get other diseases which complicate matters in children. For instance, children can have diabetes. Many children have kidney problems. Some children are on immunosuppressive drugs for certain diseases. So they are admitted. So at the moment, I can only tell you because I have the information from the Lady Ridgeway Hospital, which is, of course, the premier children's hospital, that they have something to the tune of about 30 to 40 admissions per day. Many of them are only very slightly sort of symptomatic, but there are some more recent problems and complications that entire medical fraternity has realized. There are a couple of things which make us take very real notice of some of these. There is a thing called multisystem inflammatory syndrome, which comes in sort of somewhat later after, sort of almost after recovery in these children. But the problem there is that for some reason, and probably due to immunological phenomenon, that many systems in the child's body are being affected, with multiple organs being affected. So they present with tummy aches, abdominal pain, high swinging fever, rashes, lymph glands which can be felt, and also redness of the eyes, and their skin color also changes. There are changes that we get. So this is of concern because this has to be detected very early and treated, and we can very successfully treat this. In fact, there are a reasonable number of these children with this problem in the LRH. We have seen in the LRH, and almost every one of them have recovered with adequate treatment. There are the other children who, like in adults, they progress on to a more severe form of the disease during the course of the acute phase of the illness, that they may get what is commonly referred to as COVID pneumonia. So that's the another small group. Then there's a third group which is causing a lot of concern at the moment among the pediatricians, what is called a group of children with what is labeled as silent hypoxia. Now, hypoxia is a medical term for a reduction in the oxygen content of the tissues and the body. Now, these children apparently appear to be either quite normal or have only very mild symptoms. But their oxygen content that is running around in the bloodstream is quite low, and they are very susceptible to go on to a more critical stage of the illness with progression, or even most unfortunately suddenly sort of develop a major problem and succumb to the illness. So there are new things that are there in the pipeline as well at the moment. So it's causing a lot of concern actually for us.
Doctor, no doubt any parent who's listening to you right now who is already worried about their children, the worry would have increased, doctor, because many parents, they don't have a vaccine that they can turn to because vaccines are not yet available to children. So what do you tell parents, doctor? What should they pay attention to? What must they do? Are there any home treatments, remedies, medication that they can give their children to help them boost their immunity, for example, at this time?
Yeah, at the outset, I must say that my telling about all these was really to keep them informed and certainly not to increase their anxiety or the level of fear that they have. What the parents have to keep in mind is that even a child who's COVID positive, who remains apparently kind of symptom free, because you see, children, unless they are quite ill, they won't wait in one place. They are running around and they are having a normal life, even at home nowadays, even with all the restrictions. Mm. So they have to keep in mind to look for very subtle changes, like any kind of problem with the breathing of the child. Mm. Now, normally, a child who's sort of running about gets a little short of breath. I mean, that is to be expected. And parents are quite used to this. In fact, the parents, the mothers especially, I'm not saying that the fathers are should not get involved, but that they are the best people. I mean, doctors are not the best people. Actually, to detect these things, the mothers are the best, or the parents are the best. So if there's anything to suggest that the child has got some difference in their breathing pattern or some difficulty in breathing or a little bit short of breath, well, don't wait. Just take the child to the closest medical facility and preferably one of the hospitals, major government hospitals. So that is one thing.
Okay.
The second thing is, if there is any change in the skin color, there are rashes, redness of the eyes, of course, all these things generally parents would notice and will take them to a doctor. And in fact, to the eternal credit of all our parents, that, you know, if there's any cause for concern, much, much more than they are so concerned about adults, that with the children, they will take them to a doctor. So these are the things to look for, and any changes in the behavior. Now, if a child gets to bed, doesn't behave like the child used to do, just gets into bed and lies in bed, now that is a cause for concern.
Okay.
Because children who change their behavior like that are probably having a problem, and they need to be seen by a doctor or a medical practitioner.
Excellent. Doctor, unfortunately, we have taken quite a bit of time this morning on the program, and I know there's a lot more we can discuss. In fact, I would even encourage our listeners to log on to our News First page and take a look at a Newsline episode from last Friday, where Dr. Vijay Sipareira speaks to Faraz at length about the situation facing our children in light of COVID-19. Dr. Pereira, we thank you very much. That's Dr. Vijay Sipareira, President of the Sri Lanka College of Pediatricians and a past President of the Sri Lanka Medical Association. Thank you for joining us on the program this morning, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Jan.
Thank you, Doctor.